Joining us for another episode of the Talented Slackers movie podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, and to my right is...
It's Brundon.
And we're back.
Yay!
So, tonight's a little special episode. We didn't record a week before because I was feeling a little under the weather. What? And, I had a sore throat. And I don't know if you could probably still hear it, but... I had a bit of a sore throat, and you know, just allergies were acting horribly.
Damn.
So I was like, I'm just gonna rest. Mm. So, but we're gonna come at you with Leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
So we're watching this movie on a Sunday night, pretty chill. The eclipse is tomorrow, by the way.
The end of times are coming, apparently.
So it's time to be mellow. Like Burt Reynolds said in Boogie Nights. I don't want loud. I want mellow.
Mellow.
Remember at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're watching Leprechaun, and the accents in this are already funny.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's this guy. He's got this limo, and he's drinking what? What's he drinking there?
Looks like Irish whiskey.
Jameson.
Jameson.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be so racist towards Irish people.
I feel like when you hear this, you're going to be like, oh, maybe, like, I don't know if I should do this.
Oh, Jameson. Like, what? Can you, I don't know, what is it, Boston or New York, where there's a lot of Irish people, like that little suburb? I'm from the boroughs, my lad.
Oh, look, Dad, your favorite beer.
And that's not really your dad, it's just an old man.
Oh, Jesus.
They call him Dad.
Dad.
Because blown away, Tommy Lee Jones goes, hey, Dad, I'm going to the bathroom. You know, just
yeah.
So,
like,
oh, shit. So, can you imagine, though? They go to this old man goes to a bar, and, you know, he sits down and he's all like, oh, Seamus, what can I do for you today? Jameson, oh, you had a bad day today, huh? He's one of those kinds of guys. You know, why didn't we be born like that? Like, why? What was that? Should have been like our lives right there.
What, being Irish?
Irish and just sitting at the bar, you know, just talking about shit, you know?
What is it? Every day at the bar, leave the beard, just leave the beard done.
But I was watching Mystic River, and, you know, after his daughter dies, his father-in-law comes over and tells him, I just want you to let you know, you know, you have family matters to attend to. He's like, my daughter just died, and you're coming over here telling me about maternal responsibilities. Fuck you, Joe.
Holy you. Holy shit, this got dark.
That's what happened in the scene, basically, you know?
Yeah.
And then the guy, he just takes the shot, you know, whatever he's got, his Jameson, he just takes a shot and just watches Sean Penn go. He's like, that is why he is my daughter's husband. That is why. That's what happens, you know? Okay, so the thunder happened. Were you scared of thunder when you were little?
Very. I was actually very scared of fucking thunder. I don't know why.
I don't understand it either. You freaked out.
I don't know. I guess it was like Mark Wahlberg, the movie Ted? Like, I just need a fucking teddy bear to sing the song? I don't know.
Yeah, you got that one time the electricity was sparking over here.
Right.
And we were all outside, you know, watching the whole neighborhood, basically. And you were crying because of the sparks.
Yeah.
And then Skyling wasn't. And we were like, why? You know, well, she's not crying. Why are you crying? Because she's just a baby. So the old lady hears a child singing inside of a suitcase.
Is this some sort of trick on her?
Okay. Nowadays, that'd be fucked up. I mean, yeah. It was fucked up anyway, but nowadays people would like say, oh shit, this motherfucker's, this would be like P. Diddy right now, okay?
Oh, this motherfucker trafficking kids and shit?
Yeah, dude, like this isn't a horror movie scene. This is a horror movie for kids.
Yeah.
You know? The whole time you're thinking, oh, it's a leprechaun. Like, no, man, that's a kid in there, dude. He's trafficking kids.
If you would have saw a kid singing in the suitcase, what would you do? Would you just...
Try to help it because it might be trafficked.
Even though it might be a leprechaun?
Yeah, you know. I mean, who knows? You know, maybe trafficking leprechauns too, you know?
What is it? Leprechauns have lives too?
Yeah, dude.
Leprechaun lives matter?
Yeah. LLM. Oh my God! I wish we had people who made, you know, like stuff from the show.
Oh shit!
You know, like you know. Hold on, let me pause that. Like you know how a shirt would read "What else?"
Yeah.
You know, then TS on the back. You know, like we should do shit like that, like LLM, Leprechaun Lives Matter. You know, because of this one episode.
Dude, that will start a trend.
Yeah, we got to start a trend like that. And like the place you hear it, well, I'm telling you right now, the place you heard it first was here on the Talented Slackers podcast. But we should do that, like just do like bumper stickers and stuff, LLM.
Yeah.
You know, just to fuck with everybody else, you know.
What does it say? Why are you guys doing, why are you guys supporting this? Hey, man, look. They matter too.
Yeah, they matter. You know, I know two of them who fucking get ridiculed every day. You know,
as a, every day people think he's a little baby and they just want to push him around,
like Hasbulla Lives Matter. Yeah. You know, they treat him like a pet. But okay, so he gets out. Now imagine if you saw a leprechaun coming at you.
I freak out.
You freak out.
Yeah, especially if it looked like that.
That's like clowns. You know, people are afraid of clowns. I'm afraid of little people coming at me with fucked up face. Yeah, dude, he's coming at you because he's got the confidence to take on a grown man.
Oh shit!
Okay, and then he looks and acts like that right there. Like I'd be scared. Yeah.
Yeah.
As like, this dude said, I'll fight a motherfucker. You know, that's his translation of that. You know, he's like, I'll fight a motherfucker. You know, I'll go to jail just to prove my point.
Yeah, he said, "Rubber band again, my face."
Yeah, he's that guy. He is that guy.
So what is that? I'll drop that motherfucker.
Look, he's so confident. He made tea.
He made
for this
tea for him. It's like, yo, man, made you something to drink before I kill you.
Yeah, like he's got murder in his mind.
Yeah,
he's got murder. Either he's got murder, or he's like, maybe he'll give me my gold back, and we can just have a drink, and you know, then I'll break it to him that his wife died.
He's like the anti-sugar of leprechauns.
Yeah, yeah.
Comes in with a purpose. So it's like, yo, just give me my money.
Could you imagine him going to the town, leprechaun going to the town, and asking where so and so lives?
What is it? Where does he work? It's like he's not here. I mean, where does he work?
Yeah.
Like I don't know what I can't do with the Irish accent. How's
can
he do
you
it?
Imagine leprechaun going like? What does he walk? You know,
what does he walk?
And like, I can't tell you that. And then he gives her that. You hear the bathroom? They just looks
at her.
And then he walks out. Can you imagine leprechaun doing something like
I
that?
Guess,
and
I
then
can when picture
he,
that.
He walks out, he runs like that. Like, hold on. He just got shot at. Like, he runs out like that. Imagine Warwick Davis as a leprechaun running, okay? And then you'll just imagine what we just saw. But look at this leprechaun. Now he's messing with the old man.
Using his wife as a fucking...
like a puppet.
Yeah.
Would you kill the son of a bitch?
Hell yeah, I would.
You'd kill him?
Hell yeah.
Like, you'd commit a murder against a midget.
But when you put it like that...
Look at this guy. He just shot leprechaun and he... Oh my God, this is just like... trafficking. Look, he's gonna put a crate. He's putting him in a crate, dude.
Oh my God.
Well, she'd commit a murder against a leprechaun.
I mean, if it.
I mean, a midget.
I don't know how to answer that.
Dude, I'm just saying, if he came at you with a gun and he starts shooting at you.
Yeah, it's
and like, he's saying, I'm gonna kill you, you'd still commit a murder.
Yeah, it's self defense.
Against the leprechaun. Okay. Yeah, it would be self defense.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you would have it in you to. Physically kill
I don't know. I hope not, but yeah. I mean, yeah, of course I will. Yeah.
God, dude, you just showed your hate for little people.
I did not hate. I did not hate. That's life threatening. What am I going to do? With
him? Like, you wouldn't like subdue him or something and put him in a headlock?
He has a gun.
I'm just saying, you know, you're bigger than him.
Well, I guess I could just disarm him. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Like, you'd grab his hand and like, pow, over your knee. You imagine leprechaun's fingers, his nails and shit, like in your leg like that.
It would be like slow motion. I push him in the pool and like somebody looks at me like, Brandon. I would be like, mad your pain, like, hey.
Dude, and leprechaun laughs at this dude for having a heart attack.
He's a mean little
prick.
What does DiCaprio say? That guy's a fucking prick.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Leprechaun is an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he came at you with a hammer, like, you would literally like be like, okay, it's me or you.
Yeah, okay. I would, yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't grab him by the neck and you'd like, go to sleep. Go to sleep.
I mean, if I could.
And he's, like, swinging the bat, like, all over the place. Like, you'd still, like, kill him? You'd still kill him?
I don't know. Probably, hopefully, I put him to sleep.
Okay. But, you know, if he was, like, swinging at you with the hook part on the end of the hammer.
At that point, I gotta take
it. Would you snap his neck?
Yes. Is that the answer? What? Jesus.
Oh, my God. I'm just asking, you know, because some people wouldn't do that. You know, they don't want, you know, they don't want to have a little person's murder on their soul.
It's self-defense. What am I going to do?
I'm just saying. You know, you could. You know, you're in war and you kill somebody at war, that's heroic. You know, that, you know, people, you come home, they give you a medal and they tell you don't go busting heads. Yeah. But, you know, if you're killing if someone's coming at you and with a gun and they're as tall as you, hey, that's self-defense.
That's self-defense. Okay? Yeah.
It's all good. But when it's a little person, they were born like this. Okay. They were born like this. And okay. I understand some of them will get mad because of this. Okay?
Okay.
So if one came at you, you would still, you know, like, just snap the neck.
Oh, my God.
Tongue hanging out after their...
What the fuck?
Okay, I'm just saying, not a lot of people would want to have a little person's murder on their heart, you know? Or self-defense, I'm sorry.
So why is it when killing in battle is called heroic, but yeah, when I kill a leprechaun, it's called murder?
It's called murder, yeah. But you're okay with that. You're okay.
I guess, like,
okay,
I said.
Yeah.
It's...
Okay, yeah, you know, I get that, you know. But look at Jennifer Aniston, man. She's a little hottie.
Yeah. This is before Friends, right?
Yep, right before Friends. I remember even thinking when I saw this, I was like, man, she was just bratty actress.
What else has she been on?
Not a whole lot. You know, just this was kind of like her first big break.
Oh, shit.
Tarantulas. I don't like those things.
Fuck, no.
It's like the face hugger in Aliens, if one gets under your face.
Oh, hell. I can't. Ugh, hell no.
All you're seeing is the body. The underbody of a spider?
Yeah, hang on, let's see. What? Spiders, freaking cockroaches, especially cockroaches that fucking fly, hell
yeah.
No.
Yeah, fuck that. Which kind of grosses me out about this house right here, because they go into a house and there's spider webs everywhere.
What is it, they purchase it as is?
Cobwebs, yeah. Look at this. I'm sorry, but call me lazy or what, but I am not cleaning this place up. Won't do it.
What, because of the spider webs and
yep,
shit?
Yep, yeah. Will not do it. That's too close to comfort for a fucking brown recluse to bite you. So if you were like her neighbor and stuff and she came over, would you go over and be like, hey.
Hell
hey,
yeah.
You know, I'm going into town. You know, maybe you'd like to come along, you know?
Mm-hmm. Would you? Look at that.
Little c'est la main.
C'est la main.
But I'm just saying we should have merchandise. You know, just put what else on the shirt, you know? And people will be like, oh, yeah, that's like what Howard Stern does, right?
And then the Leprechaun Lives Matter.
Yeah, Leprechaun Lives Matter. You know, we need to do that, seriously. Yeah, look at that spider.
Fuck. Hell no.
Okay, so if you were in a town, a small town, and it was you and this guy as the two guys in the town, would you just give up?
Probably so.
Because like, he would get all the girls, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it. I was like, man, fuck this guy. You know, I'd hate him. And say, only me and him are the two single guys who've got a lot going for them or something. And if he was the other guy, I'd be like, fuck it. I'm living. Look at him. He's a handsome, like, kind of quarterback kind of guy.
Yeah.
With the wavy hair. My name is Bud. Oh, I thought his name was Bud. I was like, of course it's Bud. Yeah. It's Nathan. Nathaniel.
Goddamn.
Look at this dumb motherfucker. This is the dude from Teen Wolf. The fat boy.
He was also in the Pee Wee Herman Adventures or something? Like, what was it?
Yeah,
he was
in? Yeah, Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
He wanted to steal he stole the bike.
Right.
Remember when he's under the pool? He's like...
Yeah. Oh,
Jewish.
Here's this kid. He was in the movie Forever Young with Mel Gibson. Oh, yeah. You know what other kid was in that movie?
Who?
Walton Goggins.
No shit?
Yeah, he was young. He was like almost 18, 20 years old, maybe.
Goddamn.
He's all like, I demand to see your corporate office, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do that, sir. You know, that's how he was.
What does he do on Vice Principals? He's like, well, then, make your move, motherfucker.
What you looking at your phone for? Ain't nobody trying to call you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a mean insult, huh?
What is it Danny McBride said to the stepfather? He's like, damn, I didn't know you had a bike. I forgot what his character's name. He's like, shut the fuck up, Ray.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Ray. Neil. It was Neil.
Neil, okay.
Man, Neil, I don't know how you deal with it, man. I hope all the good things happen. Good things. Shut the fuck up, Ray. God, that guy was pretty cool to Neil, and Neil just abused that.
I mean, yeah.
What is that motherfucker still going?
What is it? Whenever he didn't get the job, and he comes home, they're like, "Surprise!" It's just him.
And he throws the step. It was his Neil's daughter and Ray, and when they're like, "Surprise!" He throws his his briefcase at Ray.
Yeah,
he's like, "Damn it, Ray! Look what you made me do!" And then he goes, "I didn't get the job," and Ray goes, "Oh man, I'm so sorry." Like, it's the best acting by Shay Whigham.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Because he's always known for being the mean ass, you know, like, he kind of an asshole in his movies, right?
Yeah.
And then in that one, it was just like, he was the nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
Watch Tigerland.
He's in Tigerland?
Yes.
What does he do?
He's crazy in that movie.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like, he is nuts. He's certified. Like for real, you probably... If you look at him in that movie, you'll think, oh, yeah, that guy's crazy.
Okay.
Like, he's got that retarded strength. Oh, look at Leprechaun. Man, what does he do in that box, right? Like, what is it? I was going to say 800 years. He was in there, what, for like maybe a year?
Yeah.
Like, does he like bang one out?
That's what I was about to say. Like, can you imagine? you see his arms moving up and down.
He's just banging one out. Like, he's got one in the chamber. And like, every so often, he just... All over that box, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
God. Does he even try to suck his own dick, too? Like, seriously, after a while, you get bored, right? Yeah. You're like, man, let me try this out. Let me see if I can do this.
He's like,
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, dude. Like he's, you know, he's got to have done that, you know, while he's waiting in there.
Yeah.
You can't just sleep the whole time. You know, he's awake and he's like walking around a little. Why didn't he just like push against the box? You know, the crate.
That makes so much sense. Why did he do that?
Why didn't he just like run against it? You know, maybe there's not enough running room, but you know, someone little like him could get a couple of steps.
Maybe, yeah.
And then, you know, the thing would fall off, right? Movie's over.
He's like, yeah, pretty much. I can see that happening. I don't know why. I guess because of the clover. Made him powerless? I don't know.
I guess so. Maybe he'd like break his arm like Mr. Glass.
Yeah. So you think after he makes, after he goes, after he comes, he's like,
Yeah, maybe.
That is fucked up.
Yeah, that is messed up. Using a kid's voice for the, I'm locked in the crate. Like, what if he's thinking, oh shit, I walked into some sex trafficking and shit.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this is going to make news. He made a pipe while he was in there. Out of what?
He's multi-talented. I don't know.
Guano? Guano?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. God, can you imagine me being Irish and seeing this? It's going to be like, oh, my Lord. Yeah, I can't believe this. It's a travesty.
That's a shine shoes? I don't even like shine shoes. Dad! Oh, shit.
They should have boycotted this movie.
Why?
I don't know. Just it would have been funny just seeing a bunch of Irish and midgets like boycotting this movie. God, that'd be so weird.
Yeah, it's like it's not us. The leprechaun does not represent us Irish people.
Yeah, and like they want to talk to one of the little people, and they put him on the stool, and so he can like be up there, and they just talk, and they're like, yeah, well, you know, we want to say that, you know, this is very demeaning towards the Little People Association of America. Yeah. You know? And then they're going to piss off the people over in overseas and be like, oh, we need to be part of this group. You know, like, oh, what if you're an Irish midget?
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, you'd be like forever, be like, I am a leprechaun. Yeah. You know? God.
So the only ones who should be having a voice is me.
Dude. Be lads. I want to meet an Irish leprechaun. I want to meet an Irish midget. I want to meet one.
You might get your wish.
Yeah. I just want to talk to him and be like, hey, so what do you eat? You know, like.
What do you eat? I was like, whenever you see Lucky Charms, do you just get upset?
Yeah, dude. I wonder if they do have, like, I bet they ban that shit in their house. Nobody is eating. Nobody's going to eat Lucky Charms in this house. You know, like a big man in the house, you know?
Yeah. One day you just, like, open the cabinets, you see a box of Lucky Charms, like, who put this shit in my house?
Oh, dude, I bet they get pissed.
Yeah.
You piss off an Irish midget, you know, they come at you like a leprechaun. They're like, oh, yeah, look how very Irish. Yeah. They should do that. You know, they should make that up. Like, that's a stereotype for midgets, is to come kill you because they're little. And they made movies about little people killing people.
They're like, oh, that's all us midgets right there,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like goddamn Chucky, you know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's a little mouse. Oh, mousy, mousy. I'm surprised a leprechaun didn't eat it.
Right?
Like, what is that to a leprechaun, a rat? You know, is it like a steak or is it filet mignon? Is it a sandwich, a hamburger maybe?
Oh, my God.
Like, I wonder where that falls in their food group. You know, like, man, this is fancy. This is fancy dinner right here.
Oh, shit.
You got to ask yourself these kind of questions, you know? And, like, is the leprechaun's accent, is that, like, from the country part of Ireland? Or is it from the hood, you know?
Oh, my God.
Like, which one is it? I want to know, like, hey, which one's the Northern Irish and which one's the Southern? And, like, oh, they're from the country. They talk like that. They talk funny.
Yeah.
Because they all sound the same to me.
Yeah,
but you know, sometimes they'll be like, "Yeah, dude, that's the dude from the ghetto."
Oh shit!
Like, that's ghetto Irish talk. Like, I want to know that.
How you don't know what a ghetto Irish talk is?
No, I wish I knew.
You wish you knew.
Be talking about like fucking building bombs and shit with the IRA. that's their ghetto talk right there. Yeah, those motherfuckers are always giving us a bad name, and you just slips and falls. You know who they shouldn't associate with, too?
Who?
Bono. And you too?
Why you too?
I don't know, because I just feel like they, instead of, like, when they make music, they're not just making a song. They're making a song that means something, you know, like, it's for the children, you know?
They're like, oh, Irish should really care about the children.
But, yeah, that's funny to me, because I don't think, Bono's ever made a song that it was just a throwaway song, you know, you know, like how Beyonce would just sing a song, a pop song. Now, Bono was just like, let's save the children. Let's save the people with heart attacks, you know, stuff like that.
He has kids up there just like, Bono said I have AIDS.
Yeah, shit like that. If a little green man comes after you, I mean, y'all going to duke it out?
Yeah,
right? Are you going to duke it out with him? Are you afraid that the leprechauns have like a mafia where they bring someone in to take you out?
Yeah. What would you do if you saw that dude eat the big coin like that? Swallowed it?
I'd be amazed. Well, Jesus Christ, dude. Can you imagine though if the little people had their own mafia?
What would they be called? The
I don't know, like the wee ones, you know, or something like that. I don't know. But can you imagine though? They have their own mafia and everything, and like you fuck with them, and you know you're done. I want to see like a Goodfellas type of movie with little people as the mafia.
What is it? I forgot what comedian was.
Like, can you imagine a little person going, "I want him dead,
yeah,
dead," you know?
Yeah, I can picture that. Oh, yeah, some comedian, basically the way he talks about like how British people talk about the, like when they threaten you. So you keep rolling on the nappers. I want to get the stoozy boys. They're going to put a lollipop in your mouth. Ever so you just have to figure out, like, is that a good thing or bad thing?
Yeah, Jesus. It's like a lollipop in your mouth.
The Stoodley Boys. So I'm gonna get the Stoodley Boys and they could come to your house and put a lollipop in your mouth. And you're like, the fuck does that even mean?
Oh, imagine telling that to an American. You just be like, I'm sorry, you know, I've had ideas of like my life could have been like this if I was this or that. You know, if I was in like, if we were like living in Boston or something, you think we'd be out at the bar, you know, just like
possibly so, yeah.
Talking shit. And we're like, oh, there goes your brother again. He's like, it's the sixth time he's been arrested. You know, any more than that, he's going to go to the slammer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just, I feel like that would be the life right there.
What does he say? You meet one of the cousins that's like, they're connected, not too bright. He's like, yeah, I mean, hey, no offense.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so Leprechaun is catching a feel.
So this is what I have to say. Why does she think that it's Nathan when he's right there painting the damn house?
I don't know. She's stupid. Like, why would he be under the truck?
Yeah.
Okay? Like, that dude is tall. Right? She would see him.
Going through in the below. Oh, here's what I was talking about.
Oh, my God. If I came back with that wound.
Fucking Leprechaun. He's like a fucker.
If I came back, if my hand came back with that wound, you know how I would react?
How?
I'd go fucking nuts. Okay, like, what is that? What has teeth like that?
You would freak out.
Yeah.
I'd
look it up online and everything, but like, what has teeth that looks like this? I'd probably tell you, like, you're going to die in like 5 seconds, dude. If you were okay. If you were the neighbor and you saw that.
Dude, I freaked the fuck out.
You'd probably look at your weed and be like, what the fuck is this?
I'm going to be looking at the fucking, like, looking at myself and I'm going to look at the fucking thing. He's like, this is some good shit.
Dude, I would seriously like go like, dude, why today? Why does it have to happen right now when I'm fucked up? I was like, I will never believe my own self again. You know? Can't trust yourself when you see shit like that.
It's like, even if you tell people that you saw a fucking leprechaun, they're like, okay, yeah, sure, Mondo.
Yeah, you can't tell people this story because they're not going to believe you. You're going to be known as a town kook.
Yeah, for real.
I'd be like, why? Why did this happen to me? You know, like, why? Now I have a story that I can't tell people.
What's the Louis C.K. episode when he's looking through the apartment and he sees like a homeless dude in the street and a car pulls up and they get that homeless person and replace him with another
one? Yeah, yeah. Shit like that. You just see that and you're like.
Okay, what would you do if you just minding your own business, you see a bike pull up to you like that?
Dude, I'd be like, okay, somebody's playing.
Get the fucking gun.
Yeah, I'd get the gun.
Would you then shoot a midget?
No, man. I don't want to have that in my heart.
But he's coming at you.
Still, I wouldn't do it.
He comes like, at you like
you
that.
You would, though. You would, right?
Dude.
You'd kill a midget.
Got to, man. Look. Look at that.
If he bit you like that and you like blood came out.
Oh, fuck now. What's
that? You'd punch him. Like, you'd punch him real hard.
Yeah. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Would you be like Drago? If he dies, he dies. Nice.
Yeah.
Would you? Oh, dude. Like, you would use all your might to punch a midget.
If he came at me with lethal intent.
Dude. And he had that, that
pogo stick
and he was coming at you with it. You still,
yeah.
You wouldn't like push the pogo stick so he could fall, you know?
He's trying to kill me.
You know, he'd fall and you'd grab the pogo stick and start beating his ass to death with it. Right. You'd do that, right? Yeah. God damn, dude. I would just hit him hard enough to knock him out, man. That's all I'd do. I'm like, he needs help.
Can you imagine?
He needs help.
You knock him out. Oh, shit. Can you imagine if you knock him out and out of nowhere, you just fucking, the next shot is you just, you have him as a puppet and toss him in the back of the truck.
No, you know what would be funny is if you're like, you knock a midget out and you hear someone go, hey, you want to hit somebody? Hit me. You know? Like, I think that would start a fight, you know? You can't be doing that to midgets.
No, you can't.
You can't be hitting them in public.
I don't know why, but picture, like, you, if you hit him square in the face, he goes down like mini-me.
Dude, what? Oh, man. I'm so messed up, dude.
Which is, it became heavy with Lethal Tick. Can you just imagine out of nowhere, like, pop, you see the body?
I would be like, oh, my God. I'd be like very bad things, you know, kind of panic.
You would panic?
It'd be like that. Seriously, it would be that kind of panic, you know, like, oh, shit.
Like, if it came at me, and also I just hear pop, and it just immediately falls down.
Yeah, dude, it would turn into very bad things. The movie, very, very bad things.
Oh, shit.
It would just turn into that kind of intensity and that kind of anxiety.
If you're like, a company,
we would go to jail, like, even more if like you hurt a midget.
Yeah,
it would, like, I think you get more jail time for that. Okay, so if a leprechaun grabbed you by the face just like that, would you break his arm?
Yeah, I would.
You'd break it.
I'll break the arm.
You'd break his arm. God, dude, like, you wouldn't, like, twist it to where he would be like, all right, okay, I tap out.
Okay, yeah, in that case, yeah, I would.
But if he grabbed your face like that and made you bleed like that, you'd break his arm?
I mean, if I can put him down, okay. Like, without breaking it, yeah.
Just asking, because earlier you said you'd kill one in self-defense.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, self-defense.
You have that in your head. Like, that's self-defense is anybody goes down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
What is it? Malcolm X said on Muhammad Ali, if anyone puts their hands on you, is a brother, you make sure they don't put their damn hands on anyone else again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, but he's not around anymore. He can't defend you in court. Oh, my or something, God. You know?
Jesus.
He can't defend you in court. You know, like, you know, I think Malcolm X should have been a lawyer.
You think so?
Yeah. I bet he would have been amazing. He'd be better than Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, I can see
he'd tell the jury, like, if anybody puts their hands on you, you know, that's how he'd do it. You know?
Yeah. Look at that fucking thing.
I instruct all my clients. You know, he says shit like that, you know? Yeah. You know, like, by any means necessary. You know, he would have been an amazing lawyer.
What did Denzel Washington say? The fact of the matter is they fired him because he had AIDS. They broke the law. You're playing with Bryce. He said, Jesus Christ, but why'd you play that? I said, oh, I swear that was supposed to be Food Fight.
So you'd shoot him? You'd shoot the leprechaun?
Look at that. Doesn't that freak you out?
Well, yeah, that's freaky, but, you know, that's all he's got. You know? He can't go play a game of basketball with some buddies and, like, you can, and, you know, slam dunk. You know, that's all he's got.
What is it? Every time he tries to shoot, they just kick that ball out. He tries to shoot a basketball, they just, like, fucking pop, like, throw that shit out. It's like, get that shit out of here, man.
Yeah, dude. So why are you, you know, getting scared of his talents? Being able to disappear quick and stuff, you know? You do it, they applaud you. They do it, it's weird.
He's here to kill you.
They didn't land on planet Earth. Planet Earth landed on them. Oh, Jesus. Okay? They probably have their own little world and everything, you know?
Yeah.
You know that they have their own little village?
What?
Little people?
Little people, they have their own village?
Yeah, they own a little village. Can you imagine that? Like, you go and you, like, you come in, like, you're tall and everything, and you come in with a big swinging dick. They hate you, dude. They were like, get this motherfucker out of here.
Oh, hell no.
Like, if you started getting with a midget woman and she takes you to her village and like all the other girls want to know, like, oh, I wonder what it's like to have, like, big dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You'd be the black guy of the midget village, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I bet it must be tough for a human. Like, I'm not a human. A tall person.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, imagine all the girls, the little midget ladies, they'd be like, man, what's it like? Oh, God. Well, is he circumcised or not?
Oh, my God.
I bet even his foreskin is big, huh? That's what they would say.
Yeah.
It's hard out here for a midget, you know? It is.
That's why. You think that's why they do the things they need to do?
They got to. Mm-hmm. They got to. Leprechaun, I bet Warwick, I bet he's the... I bet people hate him because he made it, you know? Wait a minute. Or maybe they're proud of him.
Did you see that?
Yeah, Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Clovers. Yeah, Lucky Charms didn't want to. They didn't want them to use the name or some shit like that. Yeah,
I mean, to his credit, I mean, he's trying his best to make his shoes look clean as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's now get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking.
Oh, I'd like to see see. That's what I would put in the Leprechaun Mafia movie, the midget Mafia movie. you know, one of the guys, we make him like a tall guy. He's at the midget bar. He's not wanted there and everything. And, you know, they're like, oh, this motherfucker. You know, like, yeah, he used to be an ally to them. But now he's not because he's big stuff over in, like Tall World.
Yeah.
And he goes up to, like, to the bar. And, yeah, like, oh, hey, man, this guy, we used to call him Leprechaun Tommy, you know, because he could shine your shoes like nobody's business. It's part of my French, you know. And then, like, later on, he goes, I'm going to get your fucking shine box. And then he's like, motherfucker. You know, but he goes, like, nobody steals me gold or some shit like that. Yeah. You know? Like, his leprechaun side comes out, you know?
I can imagine him, like, coming out of a full-size car in the back seat. He talks to Joe Pesci, like, where the fuck you get off people talking to me behind my back going over my head?
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, literally going over my head and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Literally doing that. Get it? Do you hear what I said?
Yeah, I said
I'd have Sam Kinison in this movie.
What do you think he'll play?
Like, what if he was a leprechaun? You know, like they CGI'd him, like, you know, like they did a Hugh Grant in Wonka.
Yeah,
they do the same thing with Sam Kinison, and he's like, oh,
he sees Jennifer and said, "Look at you!"
Oh my god, that is so crazy.
Hell yeah.
Sam Kinison as Rumpelstiltskin. Sam Kinison as a leprechaun.
I don't know why, but I keep on picturing Joe Pesci as a leprechaun.
Yeah. What about Willy Wonka with Andrew Dice Clay as Willy Wonka and Sam Kinison as the
Oompa Loompas?
Oompa Loompas, yeah.
Yeah.
That had been something. I'm like, oh, you know, hey, don't drink the chocolate milk. Oh. And the moms are like, oh, get some help. Hey, dunce. You know, some shit like that. Yeah. Shut your mouth, honey.
What is it? Are you going to sing us a song, Wonka? Oh.
Just so you know, I got a couple nursery rhymes. And you know, everybody ignores and we're like, ah.
Like in the theater, they're all getting ready. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hickory dickory dock.
That would be the music parts.
Yeah.
Hickory dickory. Duck. Some shit like that.
Yeah. You hear that sound and it's not the person making that sound. It's someone else doing it.
What do you mean?
Like he's like, stop making that sound, Ozzy. He's like, he's not doing it, but someone else is doing it.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was happening. Like, you think it's me, but I'm not doing nothing.
I'd be like, stop playing around.
I'm not doing it. Like, yeah, would you? You freak the fuck out, would you?
And then if it rang while I was looking at you and you didn't do it, I'm like, Nathan, be careful. Oh, shit.
Go get the sword in the living room.
Yeah.
Get the sword.
Get the sword. Get my gun. But you'd probably shoot him.
I mean, I'd try not to.
Like that dude shot Ricky on Boys in the Hood. Is that how you shoot him? Sawed-off shotgun. Like you'd like to see a midget.
You're going to be the one trying to save the leprechaun.
Yeah. I'd be like, midget!
You see him running like,
yeah, yeah. And then you shoot him and he reacts the way Ricky does.
Yeah.
That'd be messed up, dude.
Oh.
Okay, so if you got caught in a bear trap like this guy did, yeah, and the leprechaun's laughing at you, would you hit him?
I don't know. Not yet. I don't know.
Like, watch. He's going to grab a flashlight here in a second.
Oh, look. See? Right there.
Okay, so if he came at you with an axe like that.
Dude, that's life or death.
It got to the point where he was like, ugh.
Yeah. They had a shotgun this entire time.
So, God, like, you'd beat him up like that?
So I like, would, ugh, yeah.
Like, you'd fight him like Kane did Eileen's cousin on Menace Society.
Yeah.
Like, when he'd be like the way Leprechaun would act like that, like how he does.
When they bring him to the hospital, he's all like, ah.
No, remember when he's beating the shit out of like her cousin?
Oh, okay.
And then the way the guy reacts when he's getting kicked, he's all like, oof.
Yeah. I would, hell yeah.
Okay, so they brought the shotgun. He's beating his ass to death with it again.
Yeah.
Jesus. They made Leprechaun in the Hood, right?
Yeah.
But see, I watched those and they were stupid. Okay? I would treat it like they did Menace in Society. Try to make an actual movie, but with the Leprechaun popping in every now and then.
I see what you mean.
Like a dramatic movie in the Hood, like Menace in Society, where they're dealing with shit, you know, trying to go to Kansas and everything, and you know, Old Dog, you know, he kills people, but the Leprechaun pops up every now and then, and they have to fight him. You know, he's talking about, oh man, yeah, I'm gonna go to Kansas with so and so, and then he comes out and they start fighting him and everything.
Yeah,
and he goes away, and there's like more reason for them to go to Kansas. You know.
I'm sorry, but I just picture it like you. It's a serious movie. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But out of nowhere, there's a fucking leprechaun.
What?
There's a fucking leprechaun. That
yeah, he just shows up. Like at the end when they do the drive-by on Kane and everybody.
Yeah.
Like it shows Kane and the leprechaun fighting. You know, like they're actually like in the, like a climax of this movie where he was just beating the hell out of the leprechaun just now. Yeah. Like they're fighting like that, but then a drive-by is happening. And when they open fire, they don't shoot Kane. They shoot the leprechaun. And you see the leprechaun like crawling like Kane does, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
And at first you're enemies, but now you're like.
Oh, No. It was meant to happen.
Oh, but,
you know,
to happen, yeah.
Then, you know, it's going to be Kane and them in the second one, you know, then those guys that shot. But they go to leprechaun, you know, like it shows Old Dog walking toward to look at everybody. And it does it just like in Menace Society. And then he goes over to the leprechaun and goes. Damn, you know, like he's dead, and it's just the leprechaun just laying there with green blood.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's actually a pretty good idea.
I want to see something like that, yeah. You know, like Menace to Society, but you just throw him in there.
Yeah,
I think that's where those movies messed up. They should have made it like an actual good movie, but they just add that motherfucker in there.
Yeah, but can you imagine if the kid gets attacked? You think Jennifer Aniston would leave the kid?
Got to, man. Every man for himself.
So, let me get this straight. You have a problem with me if I had to kill a leprechaun, I would, because it's life or death. But yeah, if that kid's life is in danger, you're kind of like, hey, every man for himself.
He knows where to go. He knows where to hide.
Like, can you imagine when the leprechaun has his face pressed against the glass, they just hit the glass, so you see leprechaun going pow. Oh, shit. Yeah. She just fucking tosses.
Like, she just slams the coins and it kills him. Yeah. Like, it hit him in the head way too hard.
Yeah.
And he's just like.
You see him lying there with his eyes open.
Yeah.
You think she'll, like, how would she react if she killed the leprechaun like that?
Yeah, man, dude. That would hurt. If I had that death on my hands, that would hurt me.
What is it? Is with man. You being in the crazy house all the, like. So you killed a leprechaun?
Yeah, dude. I'd probably be known as like the giant that killed. You know? The giant that killed. Yeah, like seriously, like wouldn't that be like something poetic they'd make up on the papers?
I could see that. Yeah,
like the giant that killed, and then it shows like a picture of me and they're like, like fucking a documentary and like you know the giant that killed and everything, and we're like. You know, since all this happened, you know, all I feel like I am is a monster. I'm a monster. I hurt someone that was smaller than me.
That should be made into a skit.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to realize right here that the woman stole his money. That makes him doubly mad, too. Like an old Irish guy like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they were, the men were back in the day, beating their wives and everything? Like, this dude is like that.
Yeah, I can like, see that.
He wouldn't mind smacking a bitch, you know? Like, that's his thing. He's cool. He's cool. He's down with that shit, you know? And, like, he's going to go back there and smack the shit out of her. He's going to be like a fucking Sean Connery. Oh, then we get into something else entirely.
I mean, but what would you do if you're the leprechaun? Even though you have 99 of your gold, you still care for that one gold?
Yeah, I mean, I think the gold gives him his power or something. Oh, watch, here in a minute, leprechaun's gonna grab some nuts.
Oh, no.
Dude, okay.
I would react that way too. Look,
but,
hell no.
But what if like it turned you on, you know? All of a sudden he's like trying to hide his heart on, you know?
Oh, hell no. What is it? What was it? Hey, why is your dick hard, bro? Why is it hard?
Yeah, like, and then that would fuck with his head the rest of the movie as he's turning into a leprechaun.
You know? Oh my god, yeah, I can see that.
Like, he loves that shit.
Like, every time someone tries to talk to him and he explains his the way he it happened to him, how he thinks of it, it's one of them still gonna say, so you couldn't move? You couldn't?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like the shield.
Yeah.
Look at his legs, dude. They're like all fucked up.
What would you do if the next shot was he shot his legs off?
Yeah. You know what it has? You know what that is? That's that what Charlie Murphy said about Rick James's feet, his legs.
Yeah.
They was like linguine. Look at his legs, look. They're like linguine.
Oh shit. Can you imagine the Africa crawling like Rick James?
I'll be back. Well, they should have never gave you my money. You know what, I'd appreciate you.
Oh dude.
He's King, what's his name, from The Hangover.
Yeah.
God, well, you know, when they should be like, this will do it. And then he, like, touches his nuts. He's like, Big Daddy, you remember? Yeah. So, like,
oh, I was going with, like, Punked, whenever the dude got tackled at the golf course. Oh,
when he put the golf club up his butt?
Yeah. To try to see if he's making it. Yeah. Who runs like that, go back? Look at look how he said. Listen to how he sounds.
But yeah, that he should have just touched his nuts just to see if he's awake.
Yeah.
Like he just goes.
Oh my god.
And he gets up, hides his heart on too. Yeah,
that's, oh, he's awake. I thought you were gonna say he was gonna shoot.
Oh no, off, dude, that's mean, dude.
Because it's just the way the camera pointed with a shotgun.
Yeah, and that's mean that you thought that though.
Hey,
that's messed up, dude. You need some therapy.
Would you answer that?
I'd be like, what? Like, who this? Or like, just to say, Vivid Adult Entertainment.
Can you imagine if you say, what did you say, the last one you said, when you answer the phone?
Vivid Adult Entertainment.
What do you think of the leprechaun? I got all serious.
Click.
Like, you got all serious at that moment. Oh, sorry, wrong number.
Like, really, darling? Puts on his glasses.
Yeah.
Looks at the number. Okay.
Glasses.
And then he does it like this, like
that is,
how
that is the right.
You know how he's got nails, so he does it like this. Yeah. He goes like this, like
yeah. He's like tap. He's using his fingertips to do it. Like,
yeah, that's this it. Looks again like. Hello, hello. Oh, it's ringing.
Oh, what's their plan now? What are they gonna do? Like throw shoes at him, right?
They're gonna throw shoes at him so he could so it'll distract him.
He's like, oh, fuck, I got to clean this.
Like, I still got my idea for Mrs. Doubtfire, but as a 70s grindhouse movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that.
Like, it is also fighting for the agenda of the woman, you know? Like you know, dudes are always trying to rob her and everything in with a knife. And she's like, no, please. Then she brings out a knife. You know, like, it zooms in on it, you know, like, Mrs. Doubtfire. Takes no prisoners.
Yeah, I can see. Oh, dude, that's pretty good.
You know, like something like that. Big kids, little kids,
all will be carved.
Like all will be taken care of.
All will be taken care of. Okay.
You know, just something like that. You know, and he goes, ah, oh, I like that. And then it just freezes on her. You know, like she doesn't. It freezes on her, like, and she's gonna kill him. You know, she has a serious face, or. You see, it's like, oh, dude, look, there's Mrs. Doubtfire. And someone turns Mrs. Doubtfire around, and it's a skull, you know, with the wig and everything on.
Yeah.
And it shows, like, the guy in the back, like trying to hide and run away.
Yeah.
Like the guy that plays Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
So you would you ever walk into a hospital by itself? Like if it's an abandoned hospital?
No, hell no. I would freak out. You would?
No, I don't think so either. I'm sure there's ghosts there.
You ever seen, there's a video of, I think an officer, as soon as he was like at a cemetery, checking stuff out, and all of a sudden he immediately was like, hell no. He went back to his car.
Hell no. Look, like, see, like this part right here, the leprechaun sitting in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then she's going to turn around and it's the leprechaun instead of the old man. God, what if that's the ending of the movie? You know?
Yeah.
Like no. She thinks that everything's all good. She turns around. You know, like that's the way the movie ends.
Yeah.
That would be the ending. That would be my leprechaun grindhouse ending.
Okay, now I'm just picturing like you running and I don't know where. Oh, fuck this. And I don't know where he's running towards you. You just fucking kick him in the face.
I'd see it as like I turn around and it would go slow like the Matrix.
Yeah.
And then like it would just go. You see the leprechaun's face just vibrate.
Oh shit!
Like that would be the punch, you know, that had been saving this whole time, and it literally like breaks his face.
Yeah.
And then like it shifts camera focus where it shows me like on the side punching him and it goes zooming in on the leprechaun's face and then we cut to it showing me like this.
Yeah.
And you see the leprechaun's head you know, the camera's behind the leprechaun's head.
Yeah.
It just goes like it explodes.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
That would be it right there.
Oh hell nah.
I'd beat his ass to death
right you there. Would?
Yeah. I'd like start stomping on him. You know, I'd be like, okay, you deserve this, man. He was born that way, and he's playing the cards he's been dealt.
He's like, what's his name from Bloodsport, the main bad guy?
Bolo?
Bolo. Whenever he's like, I want you, man.
Yeah.
He's like, what did I do?
He had no idea what he was talking. He's like, man, now we're beefing. I didn't even know we were beefing.
Yeah.
That should be a 30 for 30.
When Bolo was first like.
Like it says, like they're talking about Frank Duke saying like. You know, Frank Dukes came out the champion, but the one that got the shaft and that was ridiculed from the beginning was Bolo. And then Chung Lee. And then he's all like, yeah, I was just sitting there and his buddy just starts picking a fight with me. You know, I was like, dude, I thought it was a good fight, you know?
Yeah.
And he just started picking on me, saying he's going to kill me, you know? And, you know, what am I supposed to do? You know?
Out of like, it shows them getting ready for a fight. Like they have that little press conference thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they just start pushing each other. You see the handheld cameras like on there.
And then like Van Damme's all like talking shit and Bolo's all like, whatever, man. I'm sorry. But like, whatever. Like Bolo's the good guy.
Yeah.
You know, this whole time.
Just like, dude, I'm here for the love of the sport.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I'm.
And, at the end of it, he just goes, sometimes when you're painted a villain, you just have to play the part. Oh, what if Leprechaun and the fat kid fought like Roadhouse? you know, like, what's his name? And Dalton?
Yeah.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison. And they're fighting this whole time in the back just like that. And that's when the kid comes over and he shoots him with the slingshot?
Yeah.
Wesley! Fuck yeah!
But instead of like tossing him into the water, he just picks him up and just throws him.
Yeah. Can you imagine? The like he just bounces on the ground?
I just always picture like when you throw it, it just rolls, like how you call it, like rolls around.
Yeah.
Like, when Ben Stiller throws that kid in Tropic Thunder at the end.
Yeah.
That's the end of the Leprechaun, right?
Yeah, right. There's like six more that came after this movie.
And do you think they're all like they're not that great?
No, they all suck. Oh, now the cops show up. We're gonna arrest you for the assault of a midget. And they beat the shit out of all of them.
Yeah.
stay still. Stop resisting. The fat kid is getting beat up like Eileen's cousin.
Picture it's like as he's trying to get away, they pick one of his legs up to like make sure he stays on the ground.
And all of a sudden you look up at the cops and they're all have green eyes. They're all the leprechaun.
Oh Jesus.
And they just beat the movie ends with them getting the shit beat out of them by these cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's Leprechaun. That was something. What do you think of that?
It's fucking. It's actually pretty good. It makes me laugh just seeing some of the stuff that happens in the movie.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, you got anything else for this episode?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, you know us. You know our name. We'll catch you next time. Later.
Take it easy. I'm a sailor pig, and I lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg.
That's weird, isn't it? Like in the house of a racist. They should make a movie about that.
What, the
a kid, like a TV movie of the week, but a kid who visits with this old lady across the street, but he finds out she's a racist.
Okay.
You know? Like, and then it'd be like, dun, dun, dun. It's like, evening with a racist. You know, like, play it starts Monday. On ABC, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah, I can see that.
And then it shows like the kid later on, like it shows him being chased and he stops and it's a black kid who's chasing him. So it like kind of implies that this kid is dealing with his own racism as well. You know? Yeah. Or maybe she's rubbing off on him with the racism.
Yeah, I can see that. In a few minutes, bitch, you and your stupid mother.